Welcome back here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to the members of the girls basketball team for coming on tonight. Alexis Villegas, KJ Pinchin, our student athletes, head coach Jacob Miller, who led off the show. They are winding up their regular season. One team is already through with their regular season. Another one is getting ready for their regionals. It's wrestling. We welcome on Coach Carlos Prieto. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with the girls' side because they just had the second place finish in 6-5A regionals in Dodge. What were some of your takeaways?
You know, my takeaway is, I think we can compete for a state championship. We qualified 8 girls, and those 8 girls, we told them, after the tournament ended that, I think it was our last state championship on the boys' side that we only qualified 10, but they were a bunch of hammers. And this team reminds me of that. I mean, we have 8 girls that I think are hammers and can make a lot of noise at the state tournament. And hopefully if they continue to wrestle like they did on Saturday, then we might be right there to bring home state championship.
What do you mean by that, hammers? Can you elaborate?
Hammers is just we call our boys dogs, our girls, we call them dogs as well. And hammers is just people that are resilient and never give up and just are hard nosed and will get in your face when it comes to wrestling. And that's what our girls are.
So let's just start there then. 12 total entries this last weekend. You get 8 of them qualify for states. Was this expected? Was this more than you thought?
No, I really thought we'd get at least 9. We had a heartbreak. I always say that this is the best time of the season, but also as a coach, it's the worst time of the season. Because, not everyone's going to qualify. As a coach, I want everyone to qualify. And I told the girls, I feel like I let them down. The girls that didn't qualify, what could I have done as a coach? I got home and it's always one of those nights that I don't go to bed. I sit there on my sofa my mind can't shut off. And I'm like, what could I have done as a coach to prepare the girls that didn't make it? And, especially one, my 145-pound senior, Karime Guzman, she worked her butt off all 4 years for us and was a state qualifier for us last year. Didn't get the job done. I just feel for her. She was up in that match and she ended up getting caught. And, my mind was just like, what can I have done? What could I have yelled, at that particular time? But, it is what it is. That's why it's, that's why it's tough.
I do want to ask how much growth that she'd shown throughout the 4 years as well.
Oh, my God. Lots. And that's what hurts so much as, she followed in her sister's footsteps, who's a state placer for us. I really, she's one of the best 45-pounders in the state of Kansas, bar none. Obviously, you got to wrestle, rankings don't mean anything. And she's not going to get that opportunity to get her, what we say is, living a legend, living eternity, get your name up on that wall, your picture up on that wall. And I feel for her.
That is tough. I asked Miller this earlier. Is there a message you like to give to their seniors on the way out?
Win or lose, it's not this sport. It's a sport. It's not going to define who you are. Just being out there and competing is, life lessons that the kids learn is just tremendous. From sports and competing and that's the message. Go out there and try things. And that's a message not only to seniors but anyone coming into high school or in high school. Go out there and be involved in an activity and it's not going to define who you are. Just get out of your shell and try new things.
Mm-hmm. That is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
I learned that a lot in college, like getting out and encouraging people to do things that, even if it has nothing to do with the major or the job they want, like you can learn some of your biggest lessons there.
Oh, absolutely. We talk about this as well as a team, wins, you can learn from those losses. You can definitely learn from those. And we don't call them losses. We call them learning lessons and, mm-hmm. Life lessons. And that's what high school sports is all about.
Who is your most involved student athlete?
Oh, man, that's tough. I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
We have a lot of a lot of kids that are multi-sport athletes, you know, on down the line. So I really couldn't answer that question.
Okay. Don't give me most, but can you just give me a couple that stand out? Like, not in terms of just different athletes, but different kind of clubs, most interesting ones you've seen?
You know, I think, you know, obviously Sebastian Lopez on the boys' side, you know, he's a football player, wrestler. I think he's going to do track. You know, Eleanor Krotz on the girls' side. I think she's a volleyball player. She came out for wrestling this year, and she's going to do track. So, you know, just some of those people, some of those kids that, you know, are not willing to, you know, they're willing to go out and try things and be involved. You know, that's what high school is about, you know, is going out there and just being involved. And you only get one opportunity in high school and to be a high school student. And so if you can participate and be involved as much as you can, I think that's awesome.
No, that's the best way to say it. This is Carlos Prieto. If you're just listening here on Buff Talk, we talked about this a little bit last time you were on. This girls team was going into this weekend a little shorthanded. Mentioned they needed to rest up, some little under the weather. That make preparation tough?
Absolutely. You know, and that's what, you know, I just talked about our senior, Karime. You know, I think she only had maybe one practice. That's it. No live wrestling for the most part, you know, and I think that really hurt her. You know, yeah, getting that the repetition is very, very important. We did get some others in there. I mean, we had all 12 girls, you know, they were banged up, and this is the time of year that they got to, you know, we call it fixing their face, and they did, you know, we talk about just giving everything and doing their best, you know, just give me your best. And all the girls did. And so I'm extremely proud for them to do that.
You said fixing her face.
Fix your face. So
fix your face. Got it.
So, okay. Well, what that means is, you know, hey, sometimes when you get taken down or something bad happens, how are you going to react? You know, you can put your head down or you can fix your face and, you know, hey, all right, I got taken down. I'm going to get up and escape right away. You know, it's another life lesson that we learn, you know, things happen in life. And so you got to be prepared for those.
One of the girls you had also mentioned in the article that was released today was Amaya Caro, who still won her weight class at 140. How was she able to get it done on such short rest?
Well, she actually took second, but she had a great tournament. I think she was ranked or seeded third going into the tournament and was able to avenge a loss from earlier in the year and to get her into the finals where she met the number one girl in the state of Kansas, you know, and I thought she wrestled extremely well. She's also nursing an injury. She hadn't wrestled in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, early on, she was wrestling really, really well. Her injury caused her to take several losses, you know, in the middle part of the season. But she rebounded and, you know, she's another one that, you know, I said, hey, you have to suck it up, you know, fix your face. And she did. And I thought she wrestled her best this last weekend.
I was going to say, considering she was off a couple of weeks, what was her mentality like? What did you see out of that going in?
She had a good week of practice. There were a couple times in practice that I saw her kind of, you know, favoring that injury. And I'm like, hey, it's time to go. And she goes, yes, sir. You know, yes, coach, I'll get it done. And she did. And so she punched her ticket to the state tournament.
Mm-hmm. A couple others that also were able to do that. Kara Costa, Maya Tarbet, both took home their individual weight classes. I've got that right.
Yes.
Can you talk to me how they both got built to this point?
You know, I mean, Kara, I think, started wrestling in middle school. And, you know, she's put in a lot of – she works hard. She's coachable. She listens to what we're trying to teach her as far as techniques. You know, so kudos to her. And you know, she's trying different things. We're trying to do a little different technique with her. I know some other schools kind of scattered her, and she's got a favorite move. So we're trying to say, hey, we got to have a different, you know, techniques. That way, you know, not everyone is going to, you know, be aware of this. And she is you know, working on that. And Maya, she's just a hard-nosed kid, man. She's probably, as far as, you know, the best wrestler in the room as far as the girl is concerned, that's her. And she's just a tough cookie.
These are two girls that have now won their weight classes. That's just sophomores, because Maya did it last year as well, I believe.
Yes.
What does that say about these student athletes when they're this good, this fast?
You know, it just goes to being coachable. You know, that's one of the very first things that I that's one of my first messages, you know, when the season starts is, hey, I don't care how good you are, you still have to have an open mind and be coachable, and don't think that you're you know, better than anybody else, because there's always people out there working harder. And those two definitely have done that and listened to the messages that we're trying to instill in our kids.
I want to ask this, and this might be taken the wrong way. I don't want it to. How much motivating do you do? Because these are obviously girls who've been done since middle school, to make sure they keep pushing, even after they do so well at regionals. What's the key? Do you motivate them, or are these girls who motivate themselves to keep pushing up and raising their ceilings?
You know, it's a combination of both. I think mentally we try to, you know, just talk about that. I'm a firm believer that, wrestling is, yeah, it's physical, but it's a lot more mental than people think. You know, it's not a brute strength sport. You got to outthink your opponents. And so, you know, that's a message that we try as coaches to instill in our kids, that, you know, you got to be one step ahead of your opponents. But mentally, you know, we always have a pregame or pre-practice speech prepared, and it's always, something that is going to hopefully settle in their minds. I know I've had a couple of student athletes that, after practice, I'll be home, and next thing I know, I'll get a text message saying, hey, coach, can you send me that saying that we're talking about in practice? And so I know the kids are listening, you know. So I always try to find some motivational quote. I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, and so I use a lot of his, quotes.
What's the most famous Bruce Lee quote that you like to use?
You know, fear not the man who practices one kick 10,000 times, or excuse me, practices 10,000 moves, you know, one time. Fear the man that actually practices one kick 10,000 times. You know, and that's, you know, we talk about drilling, and that's very true, you know, which means, hey, you know, I tell my athletes this, I can show them all the moves that they want to know, but, you know, that's not us. You know, we stick to certain techniques, and we're going to drill those and make ourselves really, really good at those techniques and see where it leads them.
That's really cool. You do that, actually. Besides Bruce Lee, was there another one that really stood out from this year?
Tough times don't last. You know, tough people do. And that's one of my favorite quotes that, as a history teacher, I really, you know, bring in, like, during the Great Depression, that was, you know, one of the things that that's very true. You know, tough people last. You know, tough times don't. And for my female athletes, you know, I think that, you know, during that time frame, I think women were the toughest people, you know, that came out of the Great Depression. You know, they fed their family first. They ate last, you know, whatever was left. And so very, very inspirational quote there.
Absolutely. Talk about Maya for 1 second. She's got an opportunity to defend her state title this year. Can you take me back to last year? How was she so good to be able to secure state as a sophomore?
You know, she came to us. She transferred from Ulysses mid-year. And mom and dad made the move. They came here, and dad got a job here. And so I think she took like sixth the year before as a freshman. And at first, you know, we had to teach her technique and had her just basically change her mindset. You know, she doubted herself, and she lost to some kids that she beat at the state tournament. And she had a great state tournament. And I think her mentality was the biggest thing for her. She has a lot of athleticism, and we just basically, you know, built off that. And her mindset is, she's just, like I said earlier, she's just tough as nails.
I want to close that, talk about the boys a little bit, because you have always been someone who wants to have your teams peak at the right time. Do you feel like they're at that point heading into regionals this weekend?
You know, I do. I call it downloading. You know, I know the kids want to, you know, live wrestle, and I'm trying to keep them away from that as much as possible. Don't get me wrong, we do live wrestle, but I think we've used this ever since I became the head coach. Is last 2 weeks we work on a lot of technique and conditioning, and that's what we're doing right now. Very, very little live wrestling, I think, and it keeps them fresh. And that strategy has worked for us. Last year, it worked. We were ranked like fifth or sixth in the state, ended up taking second. I like this team. I like what I see right now. I'm a firm believer. You know, call me a liar. You know, come Monday.
I don't want to.
You know, come Monday, if you invite me back on the show after regionals, I think we can qualify our 14, which we never have, as you know, as me being the head coach. But I really think that we can do that this year, you know, and I think the boys are up for that challenge.
Let me ask that as my last question, actually, because I was talking to Miller about, in his case, girl management, in your case, man management. When you have 14 different players that are all striving for the same thing, what's the message you'd like to give all of them?
You know, we go into the season right now. I mean, everyone is 0-0. I don't care if you have a losing record, a winning record. You know, you got to go out there and, you know, perform, wrestle above your seed. You know, that's, I don't care if you're number one seed, you still got to, you know, hey, there's someone out there that's better than me. So, you know, the mentality is just wrestle. Give me your best. That's what we say. Just wrestle the best that you can. If that's good enough at the end of the day, then so be it, you know. But as long as they are given their best, that's all I ask for.
I feel like you wake up some brain cells in the back of my mind every time I talk to you. I might ask you to send me some of those inspirational quotes that you use in practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
That is Carlos Prieto of the Wrestling Squad. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much to everyone for joining in Buff Talk tonight. I want to give a special shout out to Coach Miller and his girls, KJ Pinchin and Alexis Viegas, for joining the show earlier. And, of course, a shout-out goes to Colin Willoff, who's operating this on the KWKR 99.9 The Rock Ford, back in the Western Kansas Broadcast Center offices. For one more time, my name is Cal Freeman. Thank you so much for tuning into this presentation of Buff Talk. We'll talk to you again next Monday. But if you're looking for more Garden City High School athletics, tomorrow is senior night for both girls and boys basketball as they take on Don City. Our coverage begins at 5:40. Tip-off for the girls at 6, and the boys will come after that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll talk to you in the morning roundup tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.